Hello and welcome to this special program of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker, and this is the show that we bring awesome individuals in from the community that's making our community a better place to live. And we are here in the halls of the New Oxford Borough Building, and we have with us Dan McKinney and Ken Zinn and Ann Snyder.
Wow.
This is a great representation of the Hanover Lions Club. Thanks for being here, guys.
We're glad to be here, Raymond.
Yes. And we're here to talk about an awesome opportunity for anyone at home who want to make the community the best it can be. And you can do that through the largest service organization, which is the Lions Club. Do any one of you would like to talk about the Lions Club being the largest service organization?
I'll be happy to start.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. So as we stand now, internationally, we have 1.4 million people around the world that are members of the Lions Club International Group. There are over 500,000 clubs. That's a pretty fabulous number. And of that 500,000, 200 countries are represented under the Lions Club. Those are wonderful numbers. Now, we're certainly looking to add more people to the roster. We currently have an initiative at the Lions Club International level to make that number 1.4 to 1.5 million. That's a wonderful goal.
And that would give the opportunity for the community to grow, but it also give the people serving the opportunity to use their full potential, to find their full potential, mm-hmm. their time, their talents, and their treasures mm-hmm. to better their community. Because that's where your main focus is, the local community. But it's also, if you look at this, you guys are uniting the world. And isn't unity a key element within the Lions Club?
Yes.
Well, we have people come in to the international convention every year from all the countries that we're talking about, the 200 countries, and certainly they find unity there. But one would hope that even with all the strife that you see between nations, that sometimes those connections of having a club in one country and a club in another might be help to bridge some of the division and make things better. You would hope that would happen. We probably concentrate more on our sphere of influences. I mean, I'm not the president of the United States, so I don't have the influence of, say, a Donald Trump, but I do have the ability as a local person in Hanover, Pennsylvania, to have an influence on what happens locally. And I can do that through the Lions Club here, that we reach out to the areas out towards Bonneville and down into Northern Maryland. The closest clubs are Spring Grove. If you're out, maybe someone wants to join another club in Spring Grove or Littlestown or Gettysburg is more convenient to them. Those clubs would certainly welcome their involvement too. But the Hanover Club is a real force here locally, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And your motto is unified for good, service for purpose?
That motto, yes. And we serve. That's probably the one that we use the most, is we serve.
We yeah. serve.
I saw that used back in the 1980s when I first joined Lions Club. Yep.
Yes.
My dad was in before me. I have sons that have gotten involved, hopefully through my dad's example and my example of being a volunteer. And, you know, we know people want to do things for the things that they're most passionate about. And if we're talking to, say, a person my age, they would want to get involved if they're able and willing to do that, because we want people of all ages. But we would also hope that they could show an example to their kids or urge their kids to do something better for the community than maybe what they're doing already. Because I really see, as an older person, I'm now 70 couple, I don't see the punch of people getting involved beyond their family. I mean, fine, families are important, but you got to step out there and be a force beyond your own family.
And the common thread of We Serve is throughout all the 200 countries. I've had the opportunity to be in four different Lion Clubs, two in Virginia and two in Pennsylvania. And the common, one of the things I like about it is I can go from Virginia, Williamsburg, Virginia, to Littlestown, Pennsylvania, and the common thread is We Serve. We look at the local community. We serve the Hanover area community. But we do that as well as international. There is no politics. The only thing that we do is serve the local communities, each of our countries, each of our communities, each of our local cities, and that's what we do.
So, yes, go ahead.
Allow me to go back to the word unity, mm-hmm. right? So not just our local area, right, for Hanover, but there's also an umbrella of support above us. And we are with many other local Lions clubs in what we call 14C district. And there are opportunities for us to work together with all of these other Lions clubs under 14C to do projects together. An example of that is an environmental project where we plant trees. This past spring, we planted trees under the 14C umbrella in Littlestown. And then a couple of weeks later, we also helped plant trees. One of our representatives in the club helped plant trees right here in Hanover, in the very community where one of our members lives. And then they've moved on to other sponsorships too. So that's just an example of one of the types of unified activities we do under 14C.
And another example would be vision screening in the elementary schools. When we go and do vision screenings, pre-checks, the children are pre-elementary all the way up to elementary, and we do vision checks, other people come in from other clubs to help us do those vision checks. We borrow cameras from other clubs, they bring them, they bring their people.
It's like a lending library for the equipment.
Correct. So we do the pre-screening that gives the parents an opportunity to see if somebody in preschool is beginning to have some vision issues that need to be addressed before they even take them to the vision doctor. So,
and we have fun doing it. I mean, these kids are so fun at that age, mm-hmm. what, 4 and 5 and 6. And my brother was doing one of the vision screens, hands with him, and he had the little guy walk up and he says, "Are you excited about being in kindergarten?" And the kid, "Yeah." And my brother said,
I'm sorry, not to correct you, but this was actually our president, our past president, who said that.
Well, he did, yeah. But he said, "I'm glad you're excited." He says, "It was the best 3 years of my life." So we have fun.
Yes, and you do.
Kid looked at him.
Yeah.
So it's common for people to do things for others, for people to serve and not expect to get anything back.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, I'd counter that. Maybe some people do expect to get something back because they will. And the reason I say that is from my own experience, I don't feel like it's enormous, but I feel better being a Lion. I feel better being involved with a church organization. So, I mean, whatever it might be, you feel better as a person. And there's stats out there that actually suggest that you actually live longer as a volunteer. So sure. I think people do get something whether they feel it right away or not.
And it's the only way that you could build that certain character that you get from serving others without right. that expectation of getting something back. Mm-hmm. Being charitable builds a character element in people. And you're the largest organization that's providing that opportunity for people. And you're not limited the person's passion. You have eight pillars of areas that you've identified that you kind of intentionally and specifically see as being able to help the community.
Correct.
And if someone has a passion within those eight, they could join your organization.
They can.
And unite with other people that have the same and passion. And
bring ideas.
Oh, yeah.
We want their ideas.
Right, that's a good point that you make. We do. We want people to bring their ideas. If there's a service that we're not providing that they have a passion for, we would love to be able to help them and help. And what I say by help them is to encourage them to take the leadership role. And so that they could, you know, you don't want to throw somebody right into a club and make them in charge of something, but that if they have the talent and the interest in it, why not?
So this,
go ahead.
So this is a great opportunity for people who are in high school, people who are coming out of college and want to have experience in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Your club would give them an opportunity to lead.
If that's their intention.
Yeah.
Right.
And we
won't put roadblocks in front of that.
Right. And we have plenty of folks in the club who have already experienced being leaders mm-hmm. in their own positions, their own job positions, right? So we can show them how to do that and mentor them into those leadership positions.
That's an awesome opportunity.
And we offer leadership training programs
mm-hmm.
within the club. So as you grow through the club, I'm the new president. I've been president 4 days, 5 days.
Oh, my God. A week will be a week tomorrow.
And you're doing a fantastic job, Sam.
This past Tuesday, we had our installation night.
It's a natural.
Yeah.
So, but one of the first things I did before I became the president was I went through a leadership program.
Mm-hmm.
For new presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So we do internationally as well as locally, we provide leadership programs. We do it online, we do it in person, we do it through Zoom, so forth.
Yeah, what Ann said about the district project with regard to those trees and the vision screening, that's what Dan's talking about. It's district personnel who sit that year on committees that specialize in membership in my case, or in leadership in Dan's case. In public relations, in Ann's case, that we can turn to people who have experience and know this stuff much better than we started out knowing it.
Great opportunity for our youth. Great opportunity for young adults who are coming out of school or maybe not even had a chance to go to school and want to learn their gifts. I mean, this is a chance for them to be in a service organization and possibly see that there's opportunities for you to do something that you've never done before. And all of a sudden, man, hey, I got that talent. And then you're there to grow it.
And going back to your payment, the payment for me personally is when I see a child smile or I see a child that can't, you know, I was dyslexic when I was a child. I didn't have opportunities to get pre-vision or any of that growing up because they didn't have it back in my time. But to see a child go to pre-screening and then get glasses and see the world differently.
I'll be able to see the world, oh, right? Yeah. And?
I don't know that I've mentioned that I just joined the club in November, right? So I've not been in the club for maybe 9 months now, right? And I've been blessed with an opportunity to take over public relations, right? And I don't have a degree in public relations, but I also have a curiosity about it. And I have some experience in my day job, right? So that I've been able to take that in that experience and leverage that to assist the club. And what I'm learning is that I can use my other side of my brain for creativity,
mm-hmm.
right? So instead of being on a technical side all the time, I now have my creative side. That's I'm using power. I'm powering up, you might say. And that's delightful. And plus, honestly, I never even thought that I would be using artificial intelligence to create advertisements. And here I am. And let me tell you, the first time that you watch Copilot create an advertisement for you after you've written in the prompts to give it instructions and you can just see it creating what you picture in front of you. It's really beautiful, really beautiful. So I'm very enthusiastic about something like that. It's really wonderful.
Anne's very computer literate compared to some people. I mean, you're not in that business.
Oh, everybody has varying degrees.
She does real well with it. But I don't want every person that's a viewer or, you know, thinking about lines, thinking that you have to bring that skill set with you.
No.
We have people from all walks of life. It's funny because when I joined the Lions Club in 1982 for the first time, and then I had to leave because of school, I got back in after a couple years, but it was a club made up of mostly business leaders, like owner of this small business, that small business, a lawyer, a doctor, dentist. It just seemed like it was mostly professional people or people from those walks of life. We had some contractors, but they were still business owners. That's not the case now. We have people who have been factory workers, and that's great. We have people that have been school teachers. We never really had a lot of school teachers when I first joined. But people seem to find a home there, and they give of themselves, you know. So we want the young people, but I would challenge the viewers to say, your young person that you have so much love for may not be watching this. You need to reach out and tell them about Lions Club. Please urge them to do the right thing here and get involved.
And I'd like to use I'm going to let Ken. Ken brought us a project 6 months ago.
What's that again?
You brought us a project 6 months ago, the glasses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He came to a meeting and said, I have a client that is blind and there are new glasses. And I'm going to let Ken talk about that because most people don't understand from the IT point of view and so forth, IT is giving more opportunities to people to see without being able to see. So I'll let you talk about the glasses.
We're talking about, in his case, Meta glasses, but there's other brands that are doing the same thing now. But it was actually a friend who I knew for years, and he's lost his sight completely. And we've always done things like with leader dogs, the dogs that are a companion dog, but that's not a fit for him. The white cane isn't even a fit because he's not getting out of a wheelchair much. But these glasses are incredible. When he's out, he can look at his, when he's at the Y, he can look at his recumbent stepper and know how many minutes he's been on it because he can read the screen, just like someone with sight. He can read a document. And the funny thing is even if he doesn't know what's up or down, he can put the document up upside down and it's still gonna read it to him. It's just, they're incredible. And there's something that the Lions Club is now affording for about the same price as we were giving regular prescription support for people who couldn't afford prescription glasses. And a lot of people know us through those eyeglasses we collect. Those go overseas. We never are using those locally. What we're doing locally is going through optometrists and having them get the proper review and an appointment if they can see and getting glasses. In his case, he was way beyond that. So we would like to know of people that are out there who are at least using a smartphone. You do need to use a smartphone with that glasses, whether it's Meta or otherwise. But if they're used to using that, we can fit them up with a Meta glass if they can't afford it themselves.
He came to our first meeting last week after we bought the glasses for him and started introducing himself to everybody. Before, he would not know who was there. At least now he could kind of visually see through the glasses, and the glasses telling him what was in front of him, who we were.
So you traditionally are known as the group that collects glasses, but you're more than that. You serve many elements of the community intentionally and strategically. There's 8 pillars. You're offering the opportunity for anyone who is out there who's wondering how you could help the community, who are wondering what my purpose is, what is my talents. You're offering those individuals a chance to join a community that will support them in that adventure. And eight different opportunities to serve. What are the eight pillars that your organization nationally has said, this is important to us?
Right. There at one time were five, but just before I came on board in November, they added three more. So I'll go through the list for you.
Please.
Childhood cancer, diabetes, disaster relief, the environment, which I've already spoken to, humanitarianism, hunger, vision, and youth. And we would really like to be able to expand the services that we can offer in all of these eight, but we need more members to help us do that.
The youth are important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we just did start a project we never did before this spring, and it was Kids Night at the Races. And it was an open invitational for any kid in the area that heard about it. We went out to the schools to help put it out there in a couple papers. But it was all get them out before they're in school, you know, before they are competitive track programs, just to have some fun. And it was well attended. And it was
we had over 100 children come to this event, yes.
Yeah. Well, yes. It was like a Thursday night. Yeah, it was great.
And the high school students came out and supported it.
Yeah, some of the varsity students from Southwestern came out because we had it at Southwestern. Yeah.
Who organized that? Who was the leader?
It was a guy who was a member here years ago who retired, I guess, or moved with family down to Florida. And his mom and dad passed. And now he moved back because his daughter ended up settling back here because she went through DeLone Catholic. And Southwestern, he had two daughters. So he initiated the project upon his arrival last May. But you didn't have to be a former member to have us get on board. This kind of illustrates what Ann said earlier about bring your ideas.
Yeah.
Because we want new ideas and new people.
Where do you meet?
It was a track club that had been doing it for years and was no longer able to do it. So they came to him and ask him if our club would pick up that project.
Cool.
And this is how we get projects.
We had a lot of members out, didn't we?
Oh, we did. We had a great turnout for all their support. Yeah. It was a 32nd annual Kids Night at the Races. That's how many years. So we took over at 32. And as far as we would love to continue that, and we intend to continue that in the upcoming years.
How many members do you have?
Well, we're up around 40. And most of them get out to our meetings once a month. You had asked, where do we meet? I heard that.
Yes.
And we have a lot to talk about, so I'm sorry we stepped
in. That's all right.
But we meet at the McSherrystown Moots, and they give us a room there, and it's a very inexpensive meal. And the way we do our membership is you can be a member based on just paying dues and not attend a dinner. You can come to the meeting, but we just won't prepare a dinner for you. But if you want to be a dinner member, you get three dinners for about $24 more a quarter. So $8 a meal, you may as well be a dinner member if you're out, you know, if you don't have any dietary, you know, restrictions.
What day is this again?
We meet on the second Tuesday of the month, but we're actually going to, as a board, talk about that. We may flip that with our board meeting to accommodate some members that have another obligation that same night. We'll know next month whether we're going to do that or not.
Yes. There are members of other clubs that want to support the Lions, but they're in meetings in their clubs on Tuesday.
Can't be two places at once.
So you can't serve. It's hard to serve. But if we move it to a Thursday nights, then they can be. So they can serve in one club on Tuesdays and one club on Thursdays.
So I'm sure it's very obvious that we're amongst passionate individuals who are here to serve the community and is extending the invitation for you to grow through service. And they're here to help provide the support that you might need in order to grow your talents. And?
Well, this is a little bit of a, maybe it'll make everybody smile. I look at Facebook, like many of our audience does, and every so often these words will come up with definitions. And just so happened yesterday, as I'm working on this information for today's interview, the word meliorism came up. So if you would allow me to read to the audience what the word meliorism means, I thought was so timely. The belief that the world can become better, the understanding that each of us can contribute to positive change through our choices and actions, and that even the smallest acts of kindness, love, compassion, and courage have the power to shape our future. It just really touched me to the heart because I thought, this is what we're all about. Even one act of kindness can make somebody's day much better.
It sounds so poetic, really.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for letting me say that.
That's all right. I mean, it's
so fitting.
Yeah. It's not hard to smile.
We have a lot of fun, Raymond.
Yes. And you have a great community. I'm sure that you have a great community. People love to come and eat. Hey, we've run out of time.
Yeah.
But this is great. Is there something that you would like to say before we leave, Dan?
Put me on the spot.
Yeah.
We are a great club. As I said earlier, I'd moved up from Virginia to Hanover. And joining started out in New Oxford, and then we merged with Hanover. But joining the Hanover Club was a breath of fresh air because we are one of the busiest clubs. We have more projects going on. For an example, we just gave scholarships to, 11?
We have 11
local students.
$1,000 a piece.
Yeah. So we're looking for new projects. But coming with new projects means that we need more people. So one of the things, if you have a desire to come out on Tuesday nights, we don't ask that you put in 40 hours a week or 20 hours a week or 5 hours a week. We ask you that if you are passionate about a project and you want to come and work on that project, could be childhood vision, could be Shining Star horses, we support that. We support the local library. We support almost all of the local organizations we support in one way or the other. So if you have a passion, join us.
Kenny, would you like to say something?
I'm just so happy that I'm alive and able to do work with the Lions. Uh-huh. I mean, I lost parents early in their lives, but they were both very active when they were alive, but they never lived long enough to have a retirement like I have now, where I can contribute even more than I did when I was working. But I've been glad to be a part of the Lions now for over 40 years, and hope other people can join, because we really have a lot of fun. That's the main thing, is everybody does a lot of good, but we certainly aren't like harmed by the whole thing. You know, we have a great time.
And you get to have communion with each other. You eat a lot.
Portions are small.
We do break bread.
Okay. We do break bread.
I don't know. I'm losing weight, so I.
That's from all the service they have you doing.
She's running.
I'm running. Yeah, right. I completely agree with the gentleman next to me, and it's just delightful to be working with them. And I'm almost going to lose my words, because I feel like the Lions for me has really given me purpose, right? And so I guess the other point I want to make too is I've had a couple people say to me, you're volunteering and working at the same time. And I'm like, I didn't think about it that way. But for some people I've heard, because I'm out in the community, I attend the Y, you know, for working out and things like that. The point being, I hear people say, I just retired. I have nothing to do. And I sit back and I'm like, well, I'm not retired. And I'm in the Lions Club participating, right? And if I don't hesitate to speak up that we have a Lions Club. And if it's something that you'd like to join, we'd love to have you. And we can give you something to do.
And that's not only for retired people. I want you to understand that this is an opportunity that if you're a young person, and you want to get a one-up on people, if you joined this club, you would have so many people loving on you to find your talents, to find your purpose, to to help build your treasure. You will gain confidence in being who you were meant to be.
I completely agree. I think, from what I understand, that the age group that you're pointing to right in this point, at this point, understand how important volunteering is. And so the Alliance Clubs gives them exactly that opportunity.
Thanks.
Thank you.
For all you do for the community. And please don't stop.
We're glad to be here and reach out to the people who can help as well.
Thank you for inviting us to take care of this, do this today.
Well, we're here for you.
I sense that.
Yeah, we are here for you. Thanks for watching this segment of Community Media's Open House. And what a great opportunity. And if you wanted to learn more about the Lions, you could do that by...
I'll give you my email address and phone number, and people can reach out in that method. Certainly, I'll see their email or phone call. My name is Ken Zinn, Z-I-N-N, and my email address is Ken, K-E-N-Z-I-N-N, at live, live.com. And then my phone number is 717-451-3513.
Get up, get out of the house, connect with people till we have a chance to bring other awesome people into your home that are doing great things. Be healthy, be kind, and remember, you're precious. Mm-hmm.